Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And welcome to another Happy Pod, the only podcast in the world. My name is Nathan. As always, I'm joined by my wonderful dickhead of a co-host, who is called Lawrence Thomas Heisey. And he's going to tell us all what this lovely little show is all about.
I'm just leaving the air now. I'm not giving you the chance to rise up and bully me. Nathan, this is a show where every week we get together to discuss something in the realm of pop culture. It could be a movie, it could even be a TV show. Hell, it might even be a video game. But the main thing is that we do so without any of the toxic discourse that is oh so very prevalent these days.
Here's my question. All right, you say it could be a movie. You say it could be a TV show. You say it could be a video game. All right, what I want to know, and what I think the people who listen to this podcast want to know, is if it could be a concert film experience.
Are we doing Sizzle? I didn't... I mean, it could be. Does it count as a movie?
We'll have to wait and see, Lawrence.
Okay. That's right. If you were planning on going anywhere like everyone else in the audience has, then just stick around.
A little bit of Sizzle. Anyway, hello.
Hello, how are you? You've had a rough week, I take it.
I've been ill. I've been shit.
Oh, good. We're immediately off the rails. Fantastic news.
This podcast is never on the rails, okay? No, it's I've been ill. But I'm feeling a little bit better today, so that's good news.
You had your nap. You finished your work early.
I did.
Before I out you, does your work know you finished your work
early? They do, yeah.
Okay.
It's not like my old job where I could just come and go willy-nilly, no.
Oh, we can talk about that now, can't we? Fantastic.
I don't know if we...
It's a grey area.
It's a grey area. Look, let's just say I may have taken some naps on the clock, all right?
and if Nathan's new employers are listening, his work ethic has improved tenfold since.
If Nathan's employers are listening, I'm not Nathan who works for you. That's a different guy, okay?
That's me.
Yeah, that's him, but no.
And I'm always sleeping on the clock.
Lawrence, it's Dragon Prill.
No.
It's
no.
Dragon Prill. We're doing classic topics like How to Train Your Dragon 2, How to Train Your Dragon 3, House of the Dragon, RuPaul's Drag Race, Dragons and Dungeons. We're doing them all.
You're confusing even me, and I know the schedule. Stop. We need to hold on to what little listeners we have left.
Yeah, we're not doing all those, unfortunately. We're just doing this one.
And then maybe something about...
Lunch Sizzle. You gotta bleep that.
No. All right, fine. No. Yeah. No, yeah. This episode's got to be out in like 12 hours.
I know, you just made more work for yourself.
God damn it, I hate it when I do that.
Yeah, well, I'll be checking anyway, as well.
When we last covered House of the... Fuck you, look what you've done to me. We did House of... Fuck!
We did How to Train Your Dragon.
Thank you. The first one, what, like, how many months ago?
I think it was over a year ago, maybe.
Fuck, was it really?
Maybe. Let me check, actually. Yeah, I think it was 2022 we did it. I might be wrong.
Jesus Christ.
Let me have a look. Let me pull up the old podcast application. Oh, I just saw our little Matrix faces. How cute.
Oh, yeah, when we changed the artwork and everything.
Yeah, we got to do that again. Oh, we got to do that for Sizzle, Indiana Jones, and then...
Oh, yeah, I'll be down for that. That's fun.
Succulai, and then...
What's that? It's just us in business suits.
Us in suits, yeah.
And then, what, Indiana Jones, I'll just add the hat, bit and of then, dust in the background.
I won't say it, but the sizzly longer one as well.
Oh, wait. Oh, God, fucking... So basically our artwork will change for 3 months almost.
It'd be fun, though.
to look back on, maybe.
I totally lost track of everything there when I was going over that.
His thumb was scrolling.
Yeah, my thumb was scrolling, but my face was not looking.
Nathan, this is all podcasting gold. Nothing, none of this will be cut out.
Oh, there it is. Oh, no, it wasn't a year ago. It wasn't even that long ago. It was August last year.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Okay. Yeah, August the 18th it came out.
Why does it feel like so
it
much
It feels
longer
a
ago?
Lot longer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well, anyway. Well, do you remember it? Do you remember like what you liked, what you didn't?
Yeah, it's dragons.
Yeah.
Toothless. I remember you having the most insane fucking opinion ever. You dropped the hot take that you thought Toothless wasn't cute, and then everyone just went, no, you're wrong.
Is it too early in the podcast for my Toothless statement, which I've prepared?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay, I'll drop that later, but I knew I was going to have to defend this.
You'll have to wait. Oh, he's sticking to it, it seems.
Well, maybe. I'll have to defend my words.
We'll have to wait. But yeah, you liked the movie. You hadn't seen it. Had you seen this one?
No, that would be weird, wouldn't it? I've just sat down and watched the second one.
Well, yeah, maybe you watched it since.
No, I hadn't seen it since. I knew we were going to do number two, so I saved myself.
Yeah.
Because that'd be weird if I was just like, yeah, I just jumped ahead half a year.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I watched the first one. I liked it. Yes, I did have my hot take on Toothless, but ultimately it was really well animated, a cool story. I liked the music. The music was an absolute win. I'm not going to go and get the clip, so just Nathan's rendition will have to do it.
It's good.
Anyway, it's really good. But yeah,
like Jay Baruchel and his weird little voice.
I like the voice acting of the first one quite
a
bit.
It's me, Toothless. I'm a little... No, he's not even called Toothless. Hi, it's me, Hiccup. I'm a little dragon boy.
I'll tell you what, it was fun to like... Now we can compare your impression to that of America Ferrera's impression.
This
of
is
Jay
good.
Baruchel. It's really good.
Yeah. She nailed it. She was very good.
And like, I would say like even she got the mannerisms down, but the animators got the mannerisms down.
I think she was doing that, really.
But I believe she was in the vocal booth,
maybe.
To get into character, yeah.
Maybe, but yeah, that's very much the work of the animators.
Jay Baruchel did a good Jerry Butler too. That was quite good.
Yes.
You're far less enthusiastic about that one.
Yes, it wasn't as good as America Ferrera's, but...
Yeah. Are you down on him? I feel like you were down on him last time.
No, I love him. I think he's
not
great.
Not the character, but like his voice acting.
Oh. No, I think he's good for what he needs to do.
Okay.
I think he's good for what he needs to do. It's like, it's that Jerry Butler voice, isn't it? Which like, are you Scottish? Are you American? What are you?
You're a vague Norse man.
You're a vague man with a vague voice. This is the exact same voice when you played fucking Leonidas in 300, okay?
Yeah. What's that about?
That famous Greek Spartan soldier. You had the same voice as this Norse Viking warrior. So yeah, I don't know what's going on there. But I think he's good, and I think he does what he needs to do.
I was anticipating going into this, to be fair. So this is the thing, I had a bone to pick you. I warned you I had a bone to pick with you early doors.
There we go.
I moseyed on over to Amazon Prime to watch the second one.
You stop moseying on over to places, all right?
No, that's the only way I travel.
All right.
I'm only able to mosey.
Why did you mosey on over to Amazon Prime? It's on Netflix.
Is it on Netflix?
Yes. Have you ever taken a look at our schedule, even once? Do you not realise that on our schedule, on this spreadsheet, that I have spent hours, by the way, creating over the years, okay? There is a column on our spreadsheet telling you exactly where you can find the fucking movie. So if your bone to pick with me is in any way about where you found this movie or that you had to pay for it, then I'm going to fucking throw that right back in your face, you little cunt.
It's not, but before I get onto my real bone...
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, you know what you've done.
I got naughty.
You did. Really naughty. Anyway, no, I look, firstly, no one told you to make that column, all right? If that brings you peace, then that is fine. I did the search. We have the same TV. I did my little microphone button search, and it only showed me that this was available on Prime and ITVX.
Well, that's between you and your god.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening there, but something is. Anyway, the bone I have to pick with Nathan James Bauer is that, for some reason, after his friend and out of the kindness of his own heart decided to share with Nathan access to an Amazon Prime account.
Which happened like 3 years ago, by the way.
No. This was recent, Nathan.
No. It was like 3 years ago. I've had that for years, okay?
All right, well, then you've been quiet for too long. You've been a sleeper agent waiting to dick around with my space, all right? Anyway, I invited Nathan in to my Amazon Prime account, and he decides... I loaded it up today. I haven't been on it in a bit. And I went, what's this then? Well, this looks different. Immediately something was wrong. And I see that Nathan has changed some profile icons, right? And to anyone else, I would think, like, Homelander is a very popular character on the show The Boys.
Oh, yeah, right? I forgot made you Homelander.
Yeah, Homelander is a popular character on The Boys. Most other people would be like, that's fine. But I know Nathan, and I know that that is his way of calling me a racist.
It's true. That's exactly what I was saying.
You changed my wife to Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
Oh yeah, I did.
I think made from a Fleabag.
Yeah.
You changed yourself to who was it? It was fucking.
Was it Invincible?
Stoic.
Or was it Stoic?
No, I think it. No, I'm pretty sure it was Stoic from this movie. It was a big bearded man. Oh no, it was Gimli.
Oh no, it was a dwarf from that Lord of the Rings show on Amazon that no one watched.
One of the dwarfs with a big ginger beard.
Yeah, but it wasn't Gimli because he's not born yet.
Okay, I did notice that you left my mum alone, which was nice.
Yeah, I was gonna find like, I did want to find like some sexy like for your mum, or like maybe just like a love heart sort of thing. But then I thought, no, that's going too far.
A love heart would have been nice. Right, that's innocent enough. That's like, you know, the joke in The Office where it's like Dwight sent fucking Pam like a $200 bouquet of flowers. Yeah. And he was like, wow, you sure got me. All right, but no, I can at least I'll thank you for doing me the service of leaving my mum's profile alone.
Thank you. And the question I have to ask you is, did you remove any of my changes?
No, I kept them.
Okay, good.
I didn't have long to watch the movie. I was like, I've got to get this in now.
Good.
I don't have time to be going on them. They'll probably stay until...
Oh, here's something I wanted to pick with you as well. We're just doing bones here. Okay.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
And maybe you can cut this out, but here we go. When I was on your Amazon Prime fucking about and being naughty, I was just having a little look around and being nosy. Are you aware that you're paying for Paramount Plus twice?
No.
Because you pay for Paramount Plus for Prime, don't you?
Yeah.
You get it free with Sky Cinema.
Motherfuckers, no, fuck!
Yeah.
Oh god, Dad, that's not even a bone to pick with me. Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, "What are you doing, you fucking idiot?"
Man? Oh, Nathan, you got to fill some airtime. I got some stuff to do.
Yeah.
Oh god,
you gotta make that change straight away.
I gotta figure that out. That's like £7.
Yeah, I'm like, fucking hell. He just loves giving Jeff Bezos money to burn.
No,
doesn't he?
No, none of this. Stop this. Anyway, fucking How to Train Your Dragon 2. We've been waffling for too long.
Yeah, we've been waffling.
I wonder why we have no audience.
We have audience.
Some.
We have some.
All right, when was the last time you saw this? No, don't say today.
It was today, but further from that, a couple of years ago, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't one I like to watch too much, because it's like Marley and Me. Like... It's a good movie. Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen Marley and Me exactly twice in my life, okay?
Yeah.
I first saw Marley and Me when it came out, and I was like, oh, fun dog movie. Cool. Nope, big mistake. Okay? Just cried, 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 okay? And then I was like, I am never, ever watching that movie again. Okay. And then I went to uni and got very, 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 very drunk. And then the next morning, I was very, very, very hungover. And I do not know to this day what possessed me to do it, but I felt like I was in the mood to cry. So I just watched that fucking movie. And then I just cried. And I was like, well, that was a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. And also, my dog had recently died when I fucking watched the movie. So
what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I was like a fucking self-sabotage sort of thing, I guess.
Oh, that's like just hate watching something you know is going to piss you off.
Yeah, it was a bad idea. I was like, I should not do this.
Oh, you're hungover, you're feeling low. It's just one of them things.
I was feeling vulnerable. I was like, I need to feel something, you know?
Yeah.
I need to experience some kind of emotion here. So.
Yeah, because famously, like, recently losing your dog is just such a fucking normal time.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, dear. Yeah, you're like, I know what I need to do. I need to cry more. That'll be good.
Yeah. Oh, when I said I recently lost my dog, I don't mean like in the last week or so. Like, it was a good few months out. But like,
yeah, but like Marley and me.
Yeah, I know. It didn't help the situation.
Yeah. So Marley and me for real, said Nathan while watching it.
That was a good one.
Thank you. About your dead dog.
About my dead dog. Thank you.
Oh, God. Oh, we did that thing again where we went on another tangent. Shall we do this movie?
I was answering your question.
Yeah, I know, but we get away from each other, don't we? We just run amok with these questions.
Yeah. So anyway, a while.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, cool. And for me, never.
Well, there we go.
Now that we're all on the same track,
we're all caught up.
Right. So this is a deeply emotional movie for you, then. So it's on the same level as Marley and
Me. Okay. First of all, is it not emotional for you? Don't answer that. Third of all, okay, it's not on the same level as Marley and Me, okay? I'm being a little bit facetious there. Marley and Me is like an out-of-body experience, okay? Yeah. If you love or even just like dogs, never watch Marley and Me, okay?
Yeah.
Like, just do yourself a favor. Just know that it's pretty good and you just don't need to watch it, all right?
If we ever have a dry week, I'm going to cut this 5 minutes out and upload an episode called Marley and Me.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Stay away from it. But
yeah,
what was your question?
I have no idea.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, all right. No, I like this. I think this is like, I don't know if I like it as much as the first one.
Boo.
I think it's like, it's quite focused and it does. Fuck's sake!
I gave you a quick one.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just didn't know whether it like the signal would just cut out. I was like, I'll give this some airtime. No, I don't know if I like it as much as the first one. I think it is like it's a really focused movie. Yeah. Like it's everything zeroes in on one thing, like one kind of goal and message.
Yeah.
And it does it really effectively. But I think like it's where the world, there is even a line in it, like, you know, like the world gets a lot bigger when the Vikings are on dragons. Someone that's paid to write for a living wrote it better than that, but that's the point.
Yeah, I don't think it was as ham-fisted and as bad as that, but...
Just right before the credits, Jay Baruchel's like, world's pretty big out there when there's dragons and I'm a Viking.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da. But everything works quite well. I just think that because the world gets bigger, it kind of opens up naturally to some more like kind of elements, like different characters, different kind of like factions of people, and maybe some plot threads and some world expansion that I was a little bit like, I don't know if I'm 100% on board with all of that.
Why not?
But like,
what's wrong
some
with
of it just...
Kit Harington showing up and being like, I was in that show about dragons and now I'm here.
And I have no idea how loud I need to be in this movie.
Do you remember when Kit Harington was trying to be an actor?
And he made Pompeii.
I can do Pompeii, all right? I can do other stuff, okay?
The only thing anyone ever knows about Pompeii is that they had to, like, they fucked a bunch of takes in some modern movie that he was in because the bus with the Pompeii advert kept driving past.
Oh, what, for Kit Harington?
Yeah, Kit Harington was filming something in like a London setting.
Was it Eternals when he was like,
no,
why didn't you stop Thanos or something?
Yeah, Thanos. God damn it. No, I don't know what it was, but he was filming something or other in London and a bus with his big old fucking head just went by.
Or was it that spy movie he was in? Like Spooks or some shit?
He was in a spy movie?
Was he in Spooks?
I've no idea. I've never heard of Harrington Spider-Man.
I'm on his IMDb now. Yeah, it was in Spooks the Greater Good.
I can honestly say I've never heard of that, not even once.
And it probably is that, because Pompeii came out in 2014 and that came out in 2015.
Oh, there we go then. That checks out.
Yeah, it's probably that.
We've done one of them classic tangents again.
And then he was in Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
That's what he was in. Yeah. I mean, not for this story, but I remember him just being another really bad voice actor in something else.
Yeah. Remember Call of Duty? It was like, and now Kevin Spacey's in this for some reason. Yeah.
They went through a run of like, who's the most popular thing at the time? Yeah. Let's get them to be the villain or something.
Great.
Oh. Remember when voice actors were voice actors?
No, I don't. Yeah. I only know Jay Baruchel and American Ferrera. And Cate Blanchett.
Did you say American Ferrera?
Yes, I was hoping we could move past it, Lawrence.
No, never. Oh, on the show where we've already done 8 tangents.
Shut up.
All right, yeah. No, I don't think everything lands, but I think it's a cool movie. Ultimately, who cares? It does dragons well. The voice acting is fun. Yeah, I don't know. I like some differences. It's just a sequel, right. And not all of it landed.
Well, you're wrong. Put me out of my misery, all right?
Yeah.
Toothless, where are we at? What's going on?
All right, here's my statement on Toothless.
Have you prepared a statement?
No, I've got some notes. I haven't formatted it like a speech or anything, don't worry. Basically, I knew I was going to have to defend this eventually.
Okay.
Because it's even come across to Still Got Legs, like our other Doctor Who podcast, right? People are hearing about it over there.
Can you not just say I was wrong and then move on?
No, nope, because I don't think I was.
Okay, well, you was.
I do not take back my comments on Toothless. I'm doubling down. He is just a wet, slippery thing. I like his kite fin thing. I know he's waggling his tongue at certain points, but it doesn't, and stick with me on this, it doesn't scratch that itch in my brain, right, that tells me something is cute. I do not get cute from Toothless. I am not saying he's ugly, right? I'm not saying that he's, like, hideous or anything like that, right? I think often my arguments on here get misconstrued, because I'll be like, I don't think Toothless is cute, and you'll be like, you think Toothless killed someone's nan? Nope, I didn't think that. I don't think Toothless is cute.
You think Toothless killed someone's dad?
No! Look, he's not cute and he's not ugly. He's not awful. He's just a dragon. And he's a well-designed and cool-looking dragon. But he's not cute. My dog's cute, right? Toothless isn't cute. I am aware that might be my hottest take.
That's right, you get the full one. You get the full one. That insane. How can you say he's literally designed from the ground up to be cute? Okay, they based him on a black cat. Lawrence, it's a sad story, all right? Bear with us for a moment. You had a lovely, adorable black cat.
No,
unfortunately, he passed away. Okay, how does he not remind you of little Jarvis?
Because Jarvis is cuter.
Jarvis is very cute, so is Toothless.
Yeah, I put you in a box.
they're brothers in their cuteness, all right?
Look, I'm not gonna fight you on this. Okay? That's basically the whole of the first episode.
He's cute.
Look, he's fine. I'm impartial on him. He's a cool little dragon. He does his job, and he's a good boy.
Did you watch this with your wife?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not giving you that ammo anyway.
So
even
bad.
If I did, I'm lying.
Okay. I know she would think he's cute.
She does think he's cute. I told her my opinion on him, and she was very much like, yeah, you're fucking insane.
A woman of taste, apart from marrying you. Anyway.
Oh, come on now. God damn. Anyway, yeah. there's my thoughts on Toothless. What do you make of this movie?
Your thoughts on Toothless are wrong, okay? I think it's a good movie. I think it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy the, like, messages and themes of this movie. And they're very simple, because they're, like, children family movies and stuff. It's basically, like, oh, be nice. You know? And, like, oh, disabilities are okay. They don't actually fuck you up and everything. And, like, I feel like there's a lot of, like, messaging about... The way I see it is kind of messaging about, like... when I was watching this movie, I was reminded a lot of, like... what people perceive to be dangerous dogs, you know? And, like, how, because there's a lot of talk about, like, how dragons aren't inherently bad. It's the people who make them do bad things and stuff. And
oh, that's true. Like that. Yeah.
And it reminded me of, like, you know, there's all this talk about, like, dangerous breeds and, like, Staffordshire Bull Terriers and Pit Bulls and fucking Rottweilers and all that kind of stuff, who are just lovely, cute little dogs. But, you know, there are certain...
Why, sorry, why did my brain was about to say Junkie XL? It's not that.
Bully XL.
That's not...
Yeah. And, you know, it's not the dog's fault, but they are sometimes brought up by people who just aren't very good at raising them and unfortunately look after them in bad ways and causes them to lash out and do horrible things, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And it reminded me a lot of that stuff, really.
I like that. I hadn't considered that. Tell you what, it is a good series. This movie and the first one, they've both been very good at, like, because you're right, they are simple messages. They're not like... I'd be...
It's not like fucking groundbreaking, like fucking political commentary or anything in these movies, yeah. You know? Like, if that's what you come into these movies for, then you're in the wrong place, brother, you know?
Yeah, it's nothing... like you say, it's not groundbreaking. It's not even particularly, like, nuanced. It's very much a case of, like, here's this, and this is what we think. And, like... I don't know, because normally in another movie like that, that simplicity would have been a bit like of a deterrent for me. But it's a kids' movie, and it's quite nice that they just lay it bare, and they're like, "There's no room for misinterpreting this. This is not it's very simple. It's quite an inclusive thing. The whole thing about the first one was like kind of a relationship between like a parent and like I guess what society would deem as like anything other than the norm and that kind of accepting relationship and how that can be challenging. And like this one's very much a case of like, I think in what you were saying about the dog stuff, that on the flip side of that with the humans, it's about like leadership and ownership of something and how it can be very much like, you can possess leadership qualities by brute force and control, or you can inspire betterness in other people. And there's like very much there's explicitly two characters that show you that relationship and that different dynamic in this movie.
Ruling with fear and domination versus ruling with love and kindness and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And one will always triumph over the other, like ultimately.
Spoiler alert, it's love.
Oh, really? I didn't get that at all. All right, that's the kind of stuff that I really like in this. The stuff that I think is, like, I don't know, a bit less focused is...
Hold on, let me find my boo burn. Let me just get rid of it.
Oh, fuck's... No, I don't want another full-length one. I'll accept a medium length.
I'll just boo myself.
Okay. I think... I don't know, I just think it gets a bit, like, muddled is the wrong word, but a bit, like, it indulges in different aspects of, like... different factions, and there's like a bit more dragon lore.
And how is that a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing. I just...
Then what are you talking about?
It's not right. The only way I can describe it is like...
Shut up.
No. I like the simple... Like, right, The Last of Us and The Last of Us 2. That's it. Here's... Fuck you, tangent time. All right?
I love those games.
Yeah, they're brilliant games. Yeah, you do, and it's
that's
nice.
Unrelated.
there's another tangent in
that's
a tangent.
Just me saying I have a tattoo.
Tangception.
It's a tattoo of the game. A tattoo of the boxer.
Sorry. Fuck.
I'm thinking of weird riffs. Anyway, go on.
Oh, good. I think they're both brilliant games, and I think the first one is better.
Wrong.
And right, and that is somewhat... I think it's actually not an unpopular opinion, but like amongst people that appreciate art, it's an unpopular opinion.
Amongst non-virgins, it's a...
Yeah. But like, and that's mainly because I think Last of Us 2 is hugely ambitious, way more so than the first one.
Yeah.
And it spans out wider over several perspectives and features a hell of a lot more characters. And it goes deeper and kind of further into
a
lot
big
of things.
Swing with the golf club.
yes it does, yeah. But I prefer the simplicity of the first one.
Some people get mad at that big swing, and you know, and maybe that's the point of the big swing.
We could have TV show listeners, Nathan.
Maybe
stop.
You're supposed to get mad at the swing, okay?
Fucks.
But hey, does it land?
It certainly lands in the game, absolutely. And I think it landed.
I'm
for
talking
most
about
people.
A metaphorical swing, Lawrence. What are you talking about?
No, nothing. The when you can grab a crowbar and just cave someone's face in. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Definitely no one else's face. No, look, I prefer the first one because of its simplicity, and this is the kind of boat I'm in with this. I appreciate what they're going for. It's less of a movie for me than the first one is.
That feels like such a dickhead thing to say.
Yeah, it is, but like, but this is taste, right? This is like some people, you have preferences.
It's less of a movie?
No, less of a movie for me, as in like, it's not as much for me as, like, I'm not saying it's less of a movie.
Okay, okay, I got you. I thought you were saying it's
less of a
movie.
God, I need to be clarifying that.
Less of a movie, full stop. And I was like, oh God, you're such a cunt.
Oh God, if you thought that's what I was saying, then your reaction was quite measured. I would have torn me apart for saying that. Yeah. That's awful.
It is awful. Yeah, that's why I was like, oh, I don't like you right now.
No, I strictly mean that it's less for me. Okay. It's not quite my cup of tea, okay, in the words of a guy that is quoted as saying that.
You gave this 3 stars or 3.5?
I did. 3.5. The half is necessary.
Let me read this out. Quite enjoy. Oh, this is on Letterboxd, by the way. At Cinema Lawrence. Oh, no, that's not it. Editing
that's
Lawrence.
That's half of yours.
Yeah, I know. I got confused. Quite enjoyed it, but it doesn't come together as much as the first one. Not really a massive problem, but absolutely more noticeable now that the world is expanded and getting more detailed. It doesn't entirely land, but it looks great and sounds cool, so who cares all that much? How do I dislike something?
I don't think you can.
Oh, no.
I think that's why it's such a good platform.
Well, I'm going to dislike it somehow. I'll just post a picture of it on Twitter and say, I dislike this.
Yeah. They quote me here, like, this sucks. Boo.
Then quote me that was saying, this is bad. 2 thumbs down.
Everyone do the same. Everyone quote on this. Yo, Twitter, drag this guy.
We're doing fun riffs. We're doing fun riffs here today.
We're doing way more riffs than the movie.
Hey, sometimes you don't need jokes every 2 seconds.
It's true.
This isn't
true.
Marvel, all right? Your favorite.
No, I meant we're doing more talking about riffs than the movie.
You love Marvel.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
What's this?
I don't know.
Whatever you're going to say, what is it?
I don't know.
I tell you what, I'm just going to pick a random note and go with it. Hiccup's mates are still fucking annoying.
They're not. They're in it less.
They are annoying.
They're in it less.
I know, and I thank them for that. Although, don't lump Astrid with them. What are you doing? She's not a supporting character.
Astrid is also in it less, yeah. Astrid is that a supporting sucks. Character in this movie. It's more family time, you know?
And I'm fine with a bit of family time, but I liked Astrid quite a lot.
I like Astrid, but she's out of time. Enough.
No, more, I say. Yeah. No, because they show you at the beginning of the movie. They, like, she flies over to him and they, like, have a bit of a chat about, like, his... what.
Oh, and
being...
he's hot now.
Yeah, he's sexy now, yeah.
Sexy now.
Wait, hang
on. He pulls
on,
off
on.
His mask and he's like, oh, I'm hot, look at me.
Wait, he's 20. 20, he's 20, right?
Yeah, we're fine, don't worry.
Cool. No doubt. Look, like, fucking Astrid landed next to him and they're having their... We said it earlier, they're doing their little impressions... Yeah. And they're having a good time. I like their dynamic quite a lot. And then she's like kind of just lumped in with the fucking TJ fucking Miller.
Oh God,
get him out of here.
Go on, do your thing.
No, go on, defend go on. Him.
No, I don't defend him. You just have the same criticism of him every single time. And he's mostly from the first fucking Deadpool trailer. But you cannot let it go.
Right, well, look, I have a note on it.
Is it about how TJ Miller always makes a joke about how something has sex with something else?
Well, no, look, that is my typical thing I say on TJ Miller. For those not in the know, I grow very weary of his comedy of what if this thing had sex with another thing.
Which...
And no, because it right,
which
it may not
be did once. It's just that you saw the Deadpool trailer like 100 times, okay? And that's why it's entirely your fault.
He's in Deadpool 2 and he's doing more of the same.
He doesn't
not the same
do the
phrasing.
Same jokes.
No, but he's doing more of the look at my balls stuff.
I agree, he's bad. Okay.
Okay, all right, fine. You're getting that in there quick, aren't you? No, the thing that he did in this was that they're like the Kit Harington's kidnapped them or something and taken them to Drago, and they're
Jamal
saying
Hunter.
Like, yeah, it is, yeah,
yeah.
Fucking,
What?
I'm torn on that because I feel like he should have more to do with his big incredible voice.
I think he does what he's called for. Like, you get in Jamal Hunter, you want a big like intimidating performance, don't you?
You do, yeah.
He's like. He's a cool dude. He always plays someone interesting.
He does.
Yeah.
And I think this character was quite interesting, and I don't know, I feel like it wasn't as hammy as it could have been. It could have been massive.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it didn't entirely... I guess that was one of the things that didn't entirely land for me. Not unlike TJ Miller. But he says something to the effect of, like, they're going like, haha, yeah, you're going to... His mates are being like, ha, you're going to cry like a baby. And then, like, TJ Miller's character goes like, yeah, little baby, they always cry. And I'm like, what? Why are you here? What is that? What's that for? Like, this just... It's that thing of being haha, this was a joke.
Do you want me to explain it to you?
Go on.
It's because he's dumb, Lawrence.
And the other two are dumb. Why do we need three dumb guys?
No, he's the dumb one. He is the dumb one, isn't he?
I feel they're all dumb. He's definitely a dumb one.
It's him and his sister who are dumb.
Is his sister the really horny one?
Yeah, she's horny for...
everyone except Jonah Hill.
Yeah, no, she does get horny for Jonah Hill at the end.
Oh, in the end, yeah.
Yeah, she's horny for Kit Harington, for Jon Snow.
That's right, yeah.
She sees his muscles, and she's like, I like this, you know?
Yes, I love the way this man fucking...
And Jon Snow's called... what's he called? He's called...
Erit or something?
No, he's called like Ericsson... he's Eric, son of Ericsson, which I think is just a very funny name.
Eric, son of Ericsson.
Eric, son of Ericsson. You get it?
No.
His dad is called Ericsson. Is Ericsson.
Oh,
and
I
he's
see.
Called Eric.
Eric, son of Eric. Okay.
Ericsson, yeah.
That's funny. Yeah,
that's funny. Good. That's good. That's good stuff.
Maybe I'm the dumb guy.
You are the dumb guy. See?
Anyway, I'm not going to go on about TJ Miller forever. I just think he's bad and shouldn't be in things.
Well, I also agree. Okay.
But not even just for that. For that alone, but like for what he does and what he brings to the table before this all stuff.
Okay.
It always sucks.
I don't think you can criticize the movie for that, but...
No, I guess not. It's one line that I just went, fucking, what are we doing? What's this?
Okay.
All right, I'll tell you what I do like. We're all over the shop here. This is what it is now.
Don't worry about it.
We're 40 minutes deep.
Yeah.
I like very much that... Hiccup's got them Spider-Man 2 wings. And he's soaring all about.
That's what I was fucking thinking watching this movie. I was like, where have I seen a flight suit recently? I was this has been a big thing recently and I just can't quite place it. And then you said that. I was like, oh, of course, Spider-Man 2. That was it, yeah.
I started my new game plus the other day.
How you going?
I haven't got too far into it.
Suit did you start with for your boys, your beautiful boys?
It preloaded me in the suits I finished the first playthrough in.
You gotta load up your old game, pick your suits, and then you gotta start a new game.
Nice. Well, I did change them like into the Sandman thing. Yeah. I've put Peter in his
Enter
classic.
Sandman. Do, 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 do. Anyway, go on, that was a Metallica joke.
No, that was a tangent again. Is what it was.
Go on.
I put Peter in his classic
off
suit.
Never land. Sorry.
No, you've the riff has expired now. It's done.
Guitar riff.
Oh,
Edit in the guitar.
No! No, I'm doing nothing.
Edit in the guitar.
I won't do it. If you want it in, this is your time.
No, it's fine. It's
there
fine.
You go. Oh, God. The Spider-Man 2 wings he's got. His new favourite pastime is just dive bombing himself into a cliff and making Toothless fucking blow it up.
Yeah, he can't quite do it. He can't quite figure it out. Yeah. But I like that they're involving. I like that these beautiful boys, they're, you know, they're getting about, they're exploring the world. They're like, I'm going to make myself a fun little wingsuit and I'm going to be a little dragon boy. I like it. It's good stuff.
I do like it. It's kind of like, it's an extension of the dragon itself. It's showing you kind of like where his mindset is. Like it's high up, Nathan. It's soaring in the clouds. He's operating on a higher level to his peers.
Perhaps. And he's got a mum.
He has got a mum. I'll tell you what. That mum, right? Her design with a big kind of like pronged helmet. So cool.
Cool design, right? Yeah.
Really cool.
She comes in and she's like, I'm a mysterious character. Am I good? Am I bad? Or am I your mum?
It's impossible to tell. And then she fucking whisks him off of Toothless. And I'm like, oh, you're naughty. You're a bad character.
Oh, I hate that scene as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, when he can't get out.
Yeah. Oh, I hate watching that moment. The moment where he's just, like, looking up at him flying away and he's got that sad look on his face. And you say he's not cute. You don't want to give him a hug in that moment.
Look, I'm capable of empathy. I just don't think he's cute.
No. You think
that's like if a human being I did not find attractive was crying, I'd still be like, that's a shame.
No, you think he's ugly and you want to kick him.
That's true, yeah. This is what I mean. This is how it happens, by the way. This is how all of my arguments get twisted into me on the back foot.
No, this is what you think.
For fuck's sake. Yeah.
He's got a lightsaber now as well.
Oh, it does. Yeah, I like that. That was very cool.
It's a pretty cool lightsaber. Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind
the
of
the dragon
like,
likes playing fetch with it.
Yeah. I tell you what, I think we spoke last time. I think they're more they were way more cat-like in the first movie. Now they're just
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Dogs. They're just straight-up dogs.
No, Toothless is very cat-like.
But even in the background, he's, like, licking the other dogs' faces and stuff. The other dragons'
the
faces.
Other dogs. Yeah. No, Toothless has always been a bit of both. He's, like, he's a cat, but he's got puppy energy, okay, at times.
Mm.
He's got puppy energy, but he's still primarily cat. All of the other dragons are kind of more dog-like. But Toothless is very black cat. And you still do get a sense of that, I think, him being a sneaky little boy and stuff.
I like
and sometimes I'm just not even like focusing on the dialogue in the scene. I'm just like looking in the background, seeing what the dragons are up to.
Yeah, he caught my attention a few times in the back, like just doing some dumb shit. Like, there was one bit where he was like rolling over and just like trying to antagonize another dragon. And I was like, lol.
I love the moment where he gets taken to like the dragon cave with all the other dragons for the first time with Hiccup's mum. And he's like, he has like the energy of like a house cat meeting all the like the street cats for the first time, you know?
I'm domesticated and you guys are crazy. Yeah,
and he's like not quite sure how to act with them all and stuff.
And then there's like the big, not what the movie calls him, but like the big alpha cat in the middle.
Yes.
Right, and they're all kind of like, they're all
the under.
No, but like there's the other alpha and later on and all of this.
That
but
is the alpha. The big white one?
Oh, like there's the challenge later on. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's this going on, and it's very much like, or everyone is listening to what this guy's doing, and Toothless has had it good for some time, but it's like, have you ever seen a? It's always funny to me how like you can have a massive dog and a cat in the same house, but the cat will always run the house.
Oh yeah, and you have like a fucking huge dog, like a fucking great mastiff or a Rottweiler or something, and that dog is shit scared of the cat.
Like, yeah, the cat goes near and they're like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Like the cat is just like sat on the stairs and then the dog won't even go down because they're too scared to walk past the cat.
What if I get swiped?
What if she's mean to me?
That's like the Toothless energy that he has here. Like there's the big fucking cat right in the center, and Toothless is like, nah, fuck this. I'm a bit unsure about all of this. What else is going on in this?
So he's got a mum.
He's got a mum.
He's got a mum. His mum's alive. We get more. You can kind of see that the mum's coming, I think, because I don't know if this is just because I know the movie, but like. In the beginning, he's like, oh, yeah, I never knew my mum. And then they're like, oh, where's my mum? They just mention the mum a few times, and I'm like, oh, she's coming. Yeah, she's coming.
Yeah, it's you have to remind the audience not too much, but enough.
Yeah.
Because when she's revealed, yeah, as someone that had never seen it before, I thought there was a lot of mum stuff up top, and I was like, But truth be told, when the reveal came, I wasn't expecting it.
Because you love MILFs.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah.
I went, whoa, MILFs.
MILF. You love Kate Blanchett, and who doesn't? Is it Kate Blanchett who did that cinema advert?
No, that's Nicole Kidman.
Oh, okay.
The one where she's like, the movies are great, and AMC is also great.
What did I see recently with that in? I saw a meme recently.
Yeah, I know exactly the meme you're talking about. It was from the new Joker trailer. The Joker and Harley Quinn are sat watching a movie.
Oh,
and
yeah,
they put Nicole
that's
Kidman
it.
Next.
That's it. You know me.
I saw the meme. It doesn't happen a lot, but sometimes our threads overlap.
It's good. I'm on Joker 2 Twitter. And hey.
Oh, God. I'm not allowing airspace for this. We move on.
Need to do Joker at some point now.
That's
a conversation for another time.
Did you have the thing where what? at the end of the Joker 2 trailer when it said the date? I was like, that's today.
Oh yeah, yeah. Because Americans do the date wrong.
And I just don't get it. I see people defending it on the internet, and I'm like, it's the worst way.
No, it's horrible. It's true.
It's like opening a book and then being like, right, let's read a word from the center and then a start over here. Why?
It's day, month, year, because that's the order they come in, you dickheads.
Fucking hell. But even when they say it day, month, they'd read that as the day, month, year.
No, sometimes they do.
Oh, well, they're idiots, all right? For the date thing specifically, all right?
Yeah.
I'll never...
Because they say, like, they do that weird thing where they say, like, April 7.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah,
July 4.
Just saying solo digits. Yeah. These where's the th and
9/11.
The st- okay.
Well, it is.
You're not wrong.
I know.
I just think maybe let's veer away from this.
Yeah. The real 9/11 is in November.
Oh, God. Okay.
It's November 9th. My stepsister's birthday.
Oh, no, that's unfortunate. That probably doesn't come up a lot, does it?
When I was in high school, I had a friend whose actual birthday was September 11th.
Oh, dear.
She fucking hated it.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. It's got to be on par with Christmas in, like, that should be changed, I reckon. Let's just celebrate your birthday 1 week later.
My birthday is pretty close to Christmas, as is your wife's.
Mm, yeah.
You love us Christmas babies.
Oh, I do. I just can't. Anyway, I don't. The thing is, I don't know where I was going with it.
Okay,
but I know I wasn't gonna like it because I wasn't in control.
Okay, it wasn't gonna be good.
It wasn't.
All right. So you love Toothless's mum. I keep saying no. Hiccup's mum.
It's Hiccup's mum.
I know. Yeah. I keep calling him Toothless.
I think she's cool. I think her.
I mean, she's cool. She loves.
She
dragons.
Very quickly justifies 20 years of abandoning her entire family.
It's fine.
Shrugs over that quick.
I mean, she's clearly got a lot of guilt over it.
Yeah. No, she does. I quite like the reasoning in the sense that it's...
She
this
loves
is what
dragons.
I was saying earlier, right? Yes, Nathan, she loves dragons. Yeah. Fucking, you got a fiddle toy? You want to play with something?
I do.
Fucking hell.
Do you remember one Christmas? You got me.
I did.
It wasn't you, actually. It was your wife. She got me a fidget spinner and a fidget cube. Because you both got fucking sick of me just, like, grabbing anything that was on the table in front of me.
Because we'd be talking to you, and we just wouldn't be able to hear you, because we just hear...
I need to fidget with something, Lawrence.
I know.
I get distracted.
Before you had a better microphone, it was fucking insufferable on this podcast. So
I know, I'm sorry.
That's okay, it's better now. Yeah, not you, the microphone.
Okay. Yeah, I am very much not bad.
you have not changed.
Yeah.
No, I do like that. This is what I was saying earlier. It all ties into kind of the theme. Everything works in service of what the movie's trying to get across. Because her reasoning for staying away was the, like, Stoic never gave her any inclination that his views would ever change surrounding the treatment of dragons. And because if you remember back in the first one, they were very much like,
anti-dragon.
They were always, they were big anti-dragon. They were big beefing with the dragons until Hiccup kind of changed the practices.
Yeah.
And I quite like that. I think it's quite an interesting plot element that Stoic has been under the impression that his wife was killed by a dragon, hence the harbored hate. And the reason she stayed away is because she was kind of on side with the dragons. And then, like, I don't know, it all comes down to that one incident of her being taken. Mm. It was what she needed, and also what just put Stoic into a spiral of never recovering. I don't know, just an interesting... I like a bit of character drama.
Two quick things to mention here. First of all, still love that he's called Stoic. What a fucking great name. What a great
choice. Yeah, it is very good. Yeah.
So good. Stoic, stop being so stoic. Perfect. No notes. Absolutely brilliant. Okay. Second of all, top 10... It's in the top 10 most beautiful scenes of all time. The mum-dad reunion, right?
I love the line. He says, "You're as beautiful as the day I lost you," or something.
Beautiful. It's beautiful stuff. I want them to be my parents.
Okay. We're getting into some deep stuff here.
I love them. They're so cute, aren't they?
And they are cute.
Stoic's like, oh, I want him to be my husband as well. He's like the cutest, isn't he?
He's cute, man.
He loves that woman to death, man. Yeah. He will do fucking anything for that woman, mate.
That's one of my favorite scenes is the reunion because of how much like Hiccup is just getting himself way too like he's seeing his mum and dad again or like he doesn't even remember seeing his mum and dad, so he's seeing this family dream come true, and he's getting way ahead of himself, and Stoic's like, it's a lot, settle down. He's not being a lot, like it's a lot for your mum to take in,
and then
like he just like they play that song and he like slowly starts to like just kind of reestablish his relationship to her and what they mean to each other and how kind of like physical they can be in a PG movie, at least
in a PG animated movie.
It was very tender, it was very lovely, and just a nice beautiful reunion. And I like that for as much of a big fucking head honcho chief Viking he is, he's just so soft.
A big softy.
Yeah, and that they do that thing that I always love when animation do it, with the character designs are just absurdly proportioned when standing next to each other.
Yeah.
Where she's like very tall and slender and petite and very skinny and all sorts, right?
Yeah.
And then like you see his hand take her, and his hand is larger than one of her arms.
Yeah. He's the size of a house, like literally.
Yeah. But no, I love that. I mean, it's funny character design, but it's just good visual storytelling. It's,
of course, yeah.
Here's a big brute that you wouldn't think would be capable of this.
Yeah.
And look how we surprise you, kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And here's a petite woman who you think wouldn't be capable of this. And look how we surprise you.
She's fucking cool. She's badass. 10 times cooler than most people here.
She's very cool, yeah. She's got that cool mask.
It's got dragons. Cool mask. Is it like turquoisey in the moonlight? Bit.
Some of it is, yeah. So it's like multicolored. There's different colors to it.
Yeah, I quite like that. I love turquoise anyway. Anything turquoise, I'm like, that's objectively cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love that color. Do you not like turquoise? What's your favorite color?
I don't know. At the moment, I'm really digging purple.
Yeah, I can do purple.
I have a lot of purple and stuff.
I like an emerald green.
I like an emerald green.
It was very green, though, isn't it? You were a green guy back in the day.
I like green. I do like green.
When you worked at the Shrek Experience.
I never worked at the Shrek Experience. Stop peddling this lie.
You dressed up as Shrek?
No, I didn't.
You did.
Stop this lie.
You were like, your watch beeped, and you went, beep, beep, and you went, oh, here we go. Oh, hello there.
Never did, Boots.
Prove that you didn't. You can't.
I physically can't, but I didn't.
Then I'm afraid it was said on the internet, and without proof, then it's true.
Oh,
dear Lord.
Anyway, the dad dies.
Yeah, oh, big sad.
Oh, kills me. Fucking kills me. Toothless kills him. And that's not even a lie.
That's fucking cruel.
That's the
well.
Most fucked up thing about it, yeah. Is that Toothless literally kills the dad.
I'll tell you what, the closest I came to backtracking my Toothless's cute statement was when Hiccup fucking kind of switched out and was like, get away from him.
Yeah.
And then Toothless is all, it's a very solo shot. He's all by himself and he kind of cowers. And I'm like,
he doesn't even know what happened.
Yeah. He's completely zoned out and he's like, whoa, what am I waking up to?
He was overtaken by the fucking alpha. And then he's like, whoa, what's going on here, boys? Oh, fuck. My granddad's down. Let me go see what's going on.
Do you want me to be positive about Stoic's death, or do you want me to do some dragon lore I'm not a fan of?
I want you to be positive about the death, and I never want to hear that dragon lore that you're not a fan of.
Okay, I'll do it second then.
Okay.
I like that he learns his lesson from his entire character arc has been like that of accepting his son for who his son is, but then also accepting that even though he doesn't like kind of even though he sees his son for the and his value, even though it's not in killing people and killing dragons, he sees that he would still be a capable leader, not in the way that his dad intends, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I like that. Sometimes with animated movies, there is the temptation to kind of like backtrack on all that great character development you did in the first one. It happens quite a lot because they're like, oh, they're for children, who cares, or whatever. But like,
and you can just do it again. It's a free story, right?
And
there,
then you can just, then you have like a character motivation to work towards again and stuff and everything like that. But I'm glad that they didn't do that with Stoic.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't need to learn a lesson about trusting his son again. There was no point in this movie where he's like, oh, Hiccup, you don't understand, and all this sort of stuff. You know? Like,
he's worried for his safety, but he's never like, he's never doubting his capabilities.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah. What's this lore that you don't like?
Well, I like that it grows on that quickly. I like that it's, if the first movie was about him understanding his son is not necessarily who he expected his son to be, the second one is about kind of not forcing him into a box just because you now think he's capable of being a leader. It's like, let's see what kind of leader you can be that is different to the leader I was.
Yeah.
Because as we've seen, Stoic's time as the chief was like, you know, quite progressive towards the end, but largely based in kind of hatred.
Yeah.
And oppression of a certain of dragons. But yeah, so I like that, and I like that his death comes from it's. I can't remember the exact quote. It's a Star Wars thing. It's saving what you love, not destroying what you hate, kind of thing.
Oh, Last Jedi, Rose. Yeah, this is how we win. Not fighting what we hate, saving what we love.
There we go. So again, better when it comes from a writer. But in terms of me quoting movies. Yeah. But no, I like that idea. I like that there's not even a thought that he goes for Toothless. He just dive bombs straight towards his son.
Yeah.
Which I liked.
It's even more brutal in the fact that it's an instant death as well.
Yeah.
There's no moment, there's no like final line. He doesn't get a dying breath moment. He's just dead. He's just dead straight away.
I like it when kids' movies do that though.
Because
death can sometimes be unexpected, quick and painful and instant. And you're there, the only thing you have left and you get this kind of at his funeral is what you would have said.
Yeah.
And not what you can say, because they're no longer around to hear it. That funeral sequence was quite sad. Tugged at the heartstrings quite a bit.
Very emotional. I was crying. Mm.
Anyway, Dragon Lore.
Okay.
I like the expansion.
That's Lore with an R-E, by the way. It's not like a lawyer firm of dragons.
Yeah. Better called Little Toothless.
Yeah. Little Ties and Cotton.
You know that meme of the Better Call Saul's face rotating slowly? That's that, but Toothless.
Better Call Toothless.
This is maybe a question, right?
Okay.
Because I'm certain it does connect, and there is a point. And I think I know what it is, but I'm not entirely certain. I think that the mind control stuff from the alpha that can quite literally mind control, we see Toothless's POV and it's kind of very much blurred out and he's someone else is at the wheel kind of thing. Maybe even if not that literally, but I for me it kind of works against the idea that all dragons are unique and not these kind of like mindless harbingers of death and destruction. And when they're all kind of subservient and can be mind controlled so easily that they become kind of mindless goons in an army, it works against the idea that they're not just henchmen like they were perceived to be in the first one. They're actually unique, intelligent creatures that are kind and caring and loyal. And now saying this, I'm realizing that is the entire point of the final battle. So
that's exactly what I was gonna hit you with. Yeah.
Who
cares?
I also don't care.
Shut up, nerd. Before I shove you into this locker and steal your lunch money. Okay.
I need that for lunch.
Who gives a fuck, man?
Yeah,
also, it's a 90-minute movie, all right?
Yeah, it's an ideal length for a movie. It's true. Yeah. All right, fine. Yeah, fuck me.
Shut up, nerd. I saw someone on fucking online Facebook earlier saying, like, it was that shot from the Joker trailer, you know, where he does the smile, where she draws a smile on the glass.
Oh, and he was like,
this is stupid. It doesn't even line up. Like, it wouldn't line up properly in person. And I just wanted to go, shut up. Who cares?
Just die.
Just fucking enjoy it, man. Oh, it looks cool. That's the point of it, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
I've seen so many people. My Twitter is filled with people that like movies and then people that like liking movies and hate it when other people like movies. It's a weird mix.
Most of your friends.
No, stop it, because it is a weird mix.
Okay.
And you know I can dip my toe into it, but I'm not that, all right? No, I've seen a lot of people...
Lawrence is better at watching movies than all you guys.
Yeah, well, I'm just sorry, but it's just the way it is. I watch objectively good movies, Nathan, I'm afraid.
Okay.
I saw a guy say something that was like, this shot was so cool, this was the director's intention. Like, this is no accident or something. And people were like, obviously it got memed. And we're like, well, yeah. that's just making a movie.
This was the director's intention.
As if they got to set and there happened to be a red smile on the thing and they went, oh my God.
He just like slipped on a banana peel and then the camera just ended up there. Like, oh no, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that kind of works.
Yeah, okay, I like this. But then like, I saw people moaning about that and like being like, oh, fuck it, watch more than one type of movie, blah, and getting all very cross about it. Mm. And then I saw on the flip side of it that was like, isn't it cool that people are excited about this?
Yeah.
Like, it's very cool. That's kind of where I'm landing with
this.
This is the thing.
They hate people entrenching on their niche little thing. You know who else is like that? Doctor Who fans.
Right? Yeah, it's true. I saw your little tirade.
People have been like, oh, these new people watching Doctor Who. Yeah. They don't know it like I know it.
They haven't seen all of the Doctor Who.
They think it's season one. Oh, shut up. Yeah. Who cares, man?
They're
fucking
wrong.
Hell.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You're all watching the same episode of TV. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah,
you do get some weird people like that. But yeah, ultimately, I think people watching stuff is cool.
I think people watching stuff is cool too. Unless it's Nazi videos.
Yes, or anything with TJ Miller in it.
Yeah,
Nope. Fuck.
He's also going to be in at least two more movies that we'll be doing this year.
We may have already
mentioned them in this episode.
I think we definitely did. Yes. Oh God, I'm not excited. I am. I'm not excited for those scenes.
Well, we'll see.
In those good movies.
We'll see.
We will see. Anyway, should we do some recommendations?
I think it's good. I recommend this movie because it's good.
Fuck!
It's not my recommendation. It's good. I love dragons. I love Toothless. Are you excited to see How to Train Your Dragon 3? This time it's personal.
I am excited to see that, and more so over the fact that I know he's already sexy in this one, and I see that he has a beard in the third one, so I feel like he gets even sexier.
He gets even hotter, yeah.
Fuck, I didn't know that was possible.
He's like, look at me, I have a beard now.
I want to know if they remember Astrid as a character as well, if they're like...
I've only seen it once, but I think she definitely has a bigger part to play in that one.
Okay, good, because I really like their dynamic. That was the one sting for me. They're like, just let her come along. She's intrinsically linked to Hiccup and his... development as a character and emotional being.
Oh, can we do some little things?
We can do some little things.
All right, here's my first little thing. I really
that was
like...
so cute that you asked, by the way.
Thank you.
It's your show as well.
It is my show, yes. I really like, is it Gobber, the guy with his various attachments for his hand, which he keeps on a wheel?
I love his little wheel.
He puts a little brush on there to brush his mustache. That's very cool. I like his dragon. It's just this big fucking just sleeping lump. And then it like wakes him up to light the furnace and stuff.
And it can barely do that. Yeah. Like it turns and it just like, if I flame that one up, then if a wall goes with it, it is what it is.
If I burn the whole hut down and let it be, so, you know.
Like thinking about it, the whole, is it Burke is what it's called?
Burke, yeah.
I like that they've made some changes. I feel like they should have leaned away from wood. Yeah, they feel like they leaned more into wood.
Yeah, it's probably not the best thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I like those dragons. Do you have a little thing?
Not written out, but I like a whole bunch of things.
Okay.
And here they are.
Do you want to name one of them?
Yep. Give me a sec. Oh, yeah. It's kind of basically what I was already just saying, but like I like that, like, the first movie opened with them essentially getting ravaged by a set of dragons attacking. Mm. And in this one, it's similar vibes, but it's very quickly just like, it's a race and everyone's having a good time now. Yeah. Rather than having a horrible time. Yeah.
I think the racing is like more what the actual book is about. I might be wrong.
A book.
Yeah, it's based on a book.
Huh.
How to Train Your Dragon.
That is a book title, isn't it? Rather than a movie.
Yeah.
Sam's more book-like. Yeah.
Like a manual. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I might be wrong on that because I don't know shit about the book. But
it's like when that franchise that no one wrote was. This is one's about beasts and where to find them.
Yeah.
And the rest, we're locked in. They're not, and then it's what it is.
And then it's about Hitler or something.
No, it's an actual competition of how many on-screen baby murders can we do.
Yeah, surprisingly a large amount.
Guinness World Record for baby murders and actors playing one person.
It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Well, anyway, that's it.
Yeah.
Good movie.
All right, anyway, let's do some recommendations.
Okay.
It is the time that we recommend some stuff. What we do at this point is we tell you and each other something that we've watched, read, or listened to, or experienced. Basically anything we've done in the past week that we would love to share with each other and to our lovely, lovely listeners. Nathan, what are you recommending this week?
I'm recommending that you go first.
Ha, damn, he's wasted a whole recommendation slot on that. It's another movie.
A movie? I've seen some of those.
Well, yes, same.
Have I seen this one? Let's see.
I don't know. You may have done. It came out, I think, 2013. It's called Blue Ruin.
No.
No?
Never even heard of it.
I'd never heard of it until the other day.
I know Blue Moon.
Which one's that one?
It's a song. Blue Moon, Blue
Moon. New Moon is Twilight, isn't it?
Yeah, I know New Moon. That's Twilight.
I've seen New Moon.
There you go. So have I, probably.
Oh, should we do the Twilights?
No. Maybe with Catherine.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Catherine, open invitation.
She might not be listening to this.
That's true. Don't presume, Lawrence.
Yeah, don't presume.
Well, Catherine, my DMs are open, as you know.
Has she messaged you yet?
No.
Wouldn't it be funny if I got another invitation before you?
Do you know what? I'd almost respect the bit.
People don't even know what that is. Don't worry about it. Move on.
Yeah, we'll move on. Go listen to Snuggle Legs. Everyone else did. All right, yeah, Blue, I'll breeze through this because definitely it's a niche movie. I don't think anyone's heard
of
it.
Oh, one of your little... But I'll go on Twitter.
Yeah, no! I heard someone reference it in kind of relation to good low-budget movies that were, like, made for... what is a large sum of money to normal people, but in movie making terms, very little money. And anyway, so Blue Ruin was made for less than 500,000. What are you laughing at?
I just saw Ben's review for Mad Max Fury Road on Letterboxd.
What was it again? I remember seeing this.
Best part of the movie is the movie itself, which is true.
It's a great movie.
It's a good movie, man.
Anyway, yeah, so this movie, Blue Ruin, was made for less than 500,000, which is fucking nothing in terms of movie money.
I'll make a movie for less than 500,000.
So would I, and then I'd fucking buy stuff with the rest of the money and tell the studio it costs 500,000.
I'll say, oh yeah, I'll make a movie for 500,000. Actually, I'll do it for a tenner, but you don't need to know about that part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and they're like, "Where'd all the money go in this?" You're like, "Ah, it's all effects, man.
Casting."
Yeah, casting. Yeah, very expensive guy, and it's just me. Yeah. Anyway, no, it's for most people that's a lot of money. For movies, that's no money.
I think for almost everyone, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. Yeah,
unless you're in like the 1%.
If I met someone that didn't think that was a lot of money, I wouldn't want to be friends with them.
Yeah, and then I'd ask them for a 500,000.
Yeah. Oh, dear. But yeah, so it's a good revenge thriller. Because of how kind of thrown together and kind of quickly it was made, but also how, like, it, I think it's a first film from a director. It very easily could have been one note or a bit stale and familiar. Every single person on the planet knows of some revenge story. It's like it's basically a genre in itself. But it digs quite deep. It manages to be quite profound, and it's like it's a very simple movie, and it's really good. The one thing that really stood out to me about it is it's very, very good. If you're a fan of methodical process scenes, if you've ever seen Breaking Bad or Better Call Saul, and you like it when they're like, you want to see Mike take apart every part of a car? Fucking no. Get a load of this. No, I love it, man. You put on a good little tune, and you show me just a tired, bald man assembling something. Fantastic stuff for me. And that you get a lot of that in this movie. Not maybe to the extent that Vince Gilligan was like, look at this for 7 minutes, uninterrupted. But it's
look
a lot
of
POV it.
POV shot of a frying pan cooking some eggs.
It's fucking good, man. I don't give a shit. It's fucking good. Oh, God, if we ever do Better Call Saul, I'll lose my fucking mind.
We will never do Better Call Saul.
I know. It was on the schedule at one point, and it very quickly got removed.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was going to be, if I did Rebels, you'd do Better Call Saul, but then we ended up just doing Rebels anyway.
Okay.
And because I watched Better Call Saul, and I talked to you about it, and I distinctly remember you being like, nah, it's not for me, and I went, well, then I cannot do an episode about this, because I'll scream.
I watched two seasons of Better Call Saul, and I liked it. I just never went back.
See, that's the... I did the
I've
same.
I've seen all of Breaking Bad, and I liked it.
Yeah.
That was like 10 years ago at this point.
I feel like Better Call Saul is so up your street, though, like, because what it becomes, what it starts as and what it becomes are very different shows. And it's like, imagine if Breaking Bad was about more interesting things.
Yeah.
Like, it's, I don't know, man. It's good. It's good stuff.
I liked what I saw. But
it's good.
I just was never compelled to go back. That's just fair. Like you liked what you saw of my recommendation, but then never went back.
Which was?
Do you want to ask me what my recommendation was?
Yes. Nathan, what was your recommendation?
What is
your recommendation?
Well, Lawrence, I really hope I'm up to the task, because to give my recommendation, I'm going to have to be Invincible.
You making me edit that?
No. You don't have to do it.
Okay, good.
You can put a little thing in there if you want, though. But you don't have
well, let's
to.
See how,
you,
let's you see how what, let's see what time it is.
It's Invincible season 2. I finished Invincible, and nice. Now I want to spend over £100 to buy all the comic books, because it's very good.
You were very against doing that. You were like, this is my Invincible, I'll do the comic books after the whole show is out.
And I still might, but I don't know. I'm very tempted, because hey, it's good stuff. I fucking season 2, the finale of season 2 in particular, well, all of season 2, it's so good. It really is. I think it's a really well-made show. I think for a show that uses primarily non-voice actors, it's surprisingly well done. Like, it's actual named actors rather than... Which sounds mean, but you know what I mean. Like, just...
No. But actors that have been trained, it's a different job.
Yeah, like, of course.
You follow Roger Clark on Twitter, he's always been... Someone's like, the best voice acting in human history, and Roger Clark is like, thanks, but you're a fucking idiot, and here's why. It's actually voice capture or something, or motion capture.
Yeah, and he's good as well.
He's very good in it, yeah. Not in Invincible, just in
Ramos.
Stuff.
Ramos.
Yeah.
Dad, stop killing folk.
Okay, see you later, Lee.
Wait, hang on. Didn't last week we do fucking Roger Craig Smith?
Oh, yeah,
what's his name?
Roger Craig Smith, yeah. Is that's that the same? Yeah. Anyway, Invincible Father, season 2.
Please.
Stephen Yeun kills it. He's so good, especially in the finale. I'm not going to spoil what happens, but fuck me, it's so good. He gives a fucking incredible performance.
Is Sandra Oh still prevalent?
Yeah. She has a great storyline. She's really good. Again,
nice.
Some new characters who pop up. No spoilers, but it's good. It's good stuff.
I think I need to take it back to season 1. I think I need to do a whole rewatch of it.
Okay.
Because I could. The
I really. I finished it, and I was like, I really want to do an episode on Invincible. No, I want to do other. Because we did an episode on Invincible season 1, and now I'm like, I want to do an Invincible season 2 episode. We don't have room, unfortunately. We just do not have room in the schedule.
In 8 years, when season 3 comes out, we'll line it up.
Maybe we'll get a chance to do it next year. Early next year, we could probably do it. But the schedule is just too full at the moment. But I want to talk about it. It's great. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay. No, I do need to get back into it, but I've been thinking that I need to get into season two and like rewatch that, but I'm thinking I might just take it back to the whole beginning because like it's a fucking amazing first season of TV and there's no harm in just refreshing myself before I watch the whole thing.
No, it's great.
Yeah.
Got J.K. Simmons being J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, I almost don't want to know how much he's in season two. I'd imagine he's in it. It'd be weird if he wasn't.
Yeah, he's in it. Got Seth Rogen being Seth Rogen.
Yeah.
It's great.
I'm an alien.
He's an alien. He's Alan the alien.
In Pool, the movie Pool.
He's in Pool.
Weirdly, we spoke about this before we started recording.
We did, weirdly.
Was this in the recording? We've done so many tangents, I don't know.
No, I don't think it was. No, I think that was before. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, check it out. I mean, most people probably have, but...
Yeah, but there's no harm in nudging someone in the right direction.
You.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, look, we do say it's for each other too.
So there you go.
All right, well, in that case...
Watch it or perish.
Oh, well, there we are. Thank you very, very much for listening, everyone. If you've enjoyed the show, then please feel free to leave us a 5-star review. It would be very, very much appreciated. And you can do that directly through your podcast platform of choice. Apple is always a good, fun one. They allow you to write a little message, which is very, very nice to see, especially when we get more than one in 4 months. You can also...
It was a lot longer than that.
I think it was too. I think that was generous, yeah. You can also go over and follow us on Twitter at Another Happy Pod. Be sure to go over there, keep up with the cool stuff going on, as well as following the link in our pinned tweet to suggest a topic for us to check out. No promises, anything is possible. We've done Saltburn, we've done The Thing. We do this every week, but we also got
The Thing. We attributed The Thing to the wrong person as well.
Did we?
Yeah, we said it was David with the talking pictures, but that wasn't the case, no.
Oh.
I think I know why, because it just so happened that in the same week we did that, David mentioned The Thing in his email on Still Got Legs, which is why I think we got our wires crossed. Huh. But I can't even fucking remember who suggested it now. I'm going to need to find out now, because this is...
And it's a wonder why we lose our listeners.
Yeah. Hold on. Oh, I watched the Batman the other day.
Yeah, I saw it come up in your letterbox.
Yeah.
3 stars, though.
Yeah, I'm sick of realistic. It was Caleb Sellers. Caleb Sellers suggested The Thing.
There we are. Well, yeah. It's many episodes late, but thank you for that, Caleb Sellers.
We did say that on the episode itself, I will say.
Oh, did we? Okay,
yeah,
cool.
No, but sorry, last week we attributed it to the wrong person. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I feel way less bad now.
Yeah.
Oh, Caleb sat there waiting for us to do The Thing for ages, and we're like, thanks, David and Brian, two guys.
No, we got it right on the day, but it was last week we got it wrong.
Oh, that's all right. Well, at least the listeners have been dropping off. Maybe less people heard it last week. Anyway, yeah, go over there. Follow the link in our pinned tweet. You can suggest a topic for us to check out. Always fun seeing those come through. Sometimes we get to them. Sometimes it takes us longer, but, you know, unless the podcast ends, you can never say that we haven't at least considered it. Nathan, we have another podcast as well, don't we?
We do. It's called Still Got Legs. It's our Doctor Who rewatch podcast, where every week we watch and discuss an episode of Doctor Who. It's a very good, fun time. Our most recent episode was all about Vampires of Venice. Ooh. And our next episode is about a choice that has to be made.
Ooh, sounded like the intro for one of the episodes there.
I watched it earlier this week. Had a good time.
There we are. I haven't watched it this week.
Mm.
I was about to when I found out that we wouldn't be recording because you were sick.
Spoiler alert. Come on now.
I was literally about to like press record on it and you were like, I'm poorly. And I was like, hold fire, everyone.
You're about to press record on watching an episode of TV?
Yeah, I was about to record it, wait an hour, and then find it in my Skybox.
Okay.
Along with other episodes of Dancing
along
with
the
Stars.
Along with episodes of TV from fucking 2007.
Yeah, some X Factor. Big Game, probably.
The Big Game?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like the big football game or something?
No, the recent bout of football. Not the big game.
The World Cup? What are you on about?
I don't know. One of them won at a big game, not the Super Bowl. We didn't get that over here.
We can.
Well, not me. Not my Skybox.
Okay.
Oh, that's enough tangents. Anyway, be sure to join us next week because we are going to be doing this.
Next time they shine your light in the sky, don't go to it. The bat is dead. Bury it. Consider this mercy.
Tell me. Do you bleed?
Wahoo! What is it?
I'll react to that.
Oh, it's dun, dun, dun. Oh no, that's not even it. It's
yeah, no, it is.
No, but I was doing the wrong one.
Oh,
I was doing dun, the Matt Reeves one.
Dun, oh yeah, you were.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun. Dun.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When your skin feels nourished and glows, you radiate confidence. Osea makes giving your skin a glow-up easy with their clean, clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This seaweed-powered duo features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.